Hey, everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
And this is also, this first part is also going to go up on the Pokemon World Tour. So if you hear from that, I'm your host, Jake.
And I'm your guy, Josh. I did not have anything prepared for that.
No. So this episode is going to, we're going to have some emails and we're going to have, we're going to read a review that we got. But the first part, and I think the more important part,
probably for us anyway,
is that we have an announcement. We are starting a Patreon.
Woo!
I know you guys are probably thinking, yeah, everyone has a Patreon now. Well, us too. We got
us
jealous.
Us too now. It took us 156 episodes proper enough stuff to be able to put it up.
Yeah. Also, we waited about 2 years. We've been doing the podcast, Morphin Grid anyway, for about 2 years. And we're very consistent. I dare you to find a podcast that puts out more than we do and is as consistent. I mean, I think we have concerns, probably, but they have little tiny baby 20-minute episodes. Those are easy. Knocked us out in a minute.
Or 20.
We decided to start a Patreon because a couple things. Number one, we have bills that we got to pay.
We do. While we do have a regular job that pays those bills, it doesn't really pay them well.
It doesn't pay them well, and it doesn't leave a lot of room for other stuff. Sometimes, like food. So this would kind of help out with that. Also, we put a lot of money into the podcast physically. We have a mixer and a lot of cables and some mic stands and microphones and other accoutrements that were necessary that came out of pocket. And same thing with the website. It's hosted on Josh's website right now.
Yeah, I don't remember how much space I have on that.
But it's going to run out.
So we need more.
And that costs money. And so we figured, yeah, we would do it. But it's not like, you guys know how Patreons work by now. I'm sure if you listen to any other podcasts, you know that Patreons is a give and take.
Right.
So we have a couple things devised that we're going to talk about.
I don't know, because you have to go away soon for a few days.
Yeah. And we can say,
this goes up the day you come back.
Yes.
And if we're not going to have time to set this up tomorrow, and then you leave. So I don't know if this will be up when the episode, if the Patreon itself will be up when the episode goes up or shortly after.
Right. Yeah. Unless you make it, because I'm not going to have the time while I'm gone.
I mean, if you want to write the clever descriptions of all the tiers
I can have those to you by Sunday
for
sure.
Those to
yeah.
I can probably make it.
Okay. I have a funeral to go to. I don't want,
Right.
not to guilt you guys into it, but I'm going to my grandpa's funeral for a couple days. It's going to be a real fun time. No, don't worry. I'm not being a little facetious, not about the funeral. That's a real thing, but the rest of it. Also, Christmas is coming up, so maybe you're in the giving spirit.
Right.
this is a little planned. We have 5 tiers of rewards, and this is super preliminary. If you guys have anything, because I don't know, I haven't started a Patreon before, but we're pretty sure you can edit these and add and do stuff with.
I've never run or given to one, although I think I'm going to be giving to one soon.
If I had more money, I would be. But
I think I'm only going to do $3 to Tales from the Tavern because I listen to it every week when it comes out.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to vote on the writing prompts. So.
Yeah. See, that's good, though.
Yeah.
There's a thing. There's a couple War Rocket Ajax I wish I could give so I could be a line stepper, which is basically when you send in a list or something, your name gets put to the front of the line. And
right.
I want that, but I don't have the money for it. Because again, we work retail, not a lot of extra.
Well, let's talk about how you guys can help us support other podcasts.
Look, I have a podcast addiction. So
you do. I'm slowly getting there. I like to catch up on one before I move on to a new one. But
that's what I do. I just catch up faster.
I've got 3 that I'm caught up on right now. So
nice. So we have a couple reward tiers, and we'll talk about the milestones afterwards. And again, these are preliminary. They're not set in stone. If you guys have any feedback, we're definitely going to take that into account.
Any suggestions that you think would be cool tiers or rewards, just let us know.
Let us know,
We just kind of, we're winging it.
Yeah, we're winging it. We're flying by the seat of our pants on this one. So the $1 tier is just a shout-out. You'll get a shout-out. We'll say your name on this podcast. You'll also get a couple other things that come along with a shout-out, such as our everlasting love and affection.
Yeah.
And just occupying some brain space of ours. We'll know your name forever. The next one, though, this is kind of the important tier. This is the catch-all tier that, I think is the most important. And again, maybe we'll move these around depending on people's suggestions. But this is the access to bonus content tier.
Did you say the amount and I missed it?
Nope.
It's $5.
There you go. It's $5. So for $5 a month, you'll get access to any bonus stuff we make. So like if we do bonus audio, like maybe we'll just record extra stuff for either podcast.
Whenever we go off the beaten path on Pokemon World Tour, like all the Let's Make a Gym episodes that we are kind of planning on, speaking of, start getting ideas for a rock type gym ready?
Okay.
Because I have some and I want to do it.
Oh, I for sure have some.
Okay.
So, okay. yeah, stuff like that. Or I just had one. Special reports. Because there's like 700 Pokemon, right?
Yeah.
And so like I don't know what 700.
There's 721 now officially, because they have officially revealed Volcanion.
Okay. That's a lot of Pokemon.
Yeah.
If you want a special report on those, that'll be like a backer exclusive thing. So like you'll get that.
It won't be backer exclusive necessarily.
It'll be backer.
You'll get them earlier.
Yeah, it'll be
like
backer,
a month ahead of time.
I'm trying to think of the word.
Early access.
Proprietary? Yeah, early access. So you'll have it for a whole month early. You'll get it fast. You'll get it now. The second it comes out,
it's going to come off the grill and into your buns.
Hot and nope.
Nope.
Nope. Hot and fresh to your internet doorstep. To keep it in line. Also, like, again, you'll get our notes. So, like, you'll see what goes through my head when I watch an episode of Power Rangers.
Yeah, I wish we had thought about this 2 years ago so we could have all of them stockpiled.
Yeah, the only thing I have is like the notes that I write myself for the episode posts that
right.
I make.
I do have all of the Pokemon World Tour notes so far.
So like,
so you will get access
those
to those.
Too.
They're not super exciting, but you'll get to read them.
You get to read them. Mine sometimes are nearly incomprehensible, but that's like a fun mystery you get to solve.
Right. You get to decipher the code that Jake writes in.
Also, you'll get, for the Pokemon World Tour, if you have a Pokemon that you can't think of a nickname for, we will nickname that for you.
Yes. At the end of our Name Raider segment, probably.
Yeah.
We will name a Pokemon for you if you need help with that. If we get huge and that is like super popular,
that'll be bonus stuff.
That'll be bumped into its own bonus episode whenever we get enough of them.
And then also, we'll send you our favorite Pokemon. I'll send you a Teddy Ursa, and Josh will send you a Cyndaquil.
A Cyndaquil. Yeah.
I mean, Josh will probably send both of them. I'll probably send them to Josh because I'll still have my trainer
right.
ID, but they'll be from me. I will make them myself. I want to go back.
Okay.
I will breed them
okay.
myself. So next tier is $10, and this is Grid Ranger / Custom Build Pokemon tier. So, and again, we're not sure how these are going to split. If you listen to both, you can get both. If not, pick one. Like, if you're not into...
Right, the only thing is, if you don't listen to both, you only get half of it.
You only get half, but, like, we're going to be offering a lot.
Right.
So, like, we'll get to the milestones in a second. So, like, don't worry, guys. There will be plenty. But the Grid Ranger one is Josh will make you a certificate of you joining our Ranger team.
We are assembling an elite Ranger team called the Grid Rangers.
The Grid Rangers.
So you just send us like your name and like a paragraph about you.
Yeah.
And we will use
like,
that to determine your Ranger color, your animal, your weapon, and any other fun stuff
yeah.
we can think of.
By animal, you mean like Zord /
Zord. Theme. You're Zord. I
because
meant to
like,
say Zord. It
yeah.
won't all be animals.
Yeah, because like, look, if like you might be a triangle. It's going to be a mix of all things
yeah.
on this. And the other one, the custom build Pokemon, is Josh will do all the heavy lifting to get you the perfect
yeah,
Pokemon.
Yeah, man, let's say you just like, you really want yourself a Fennekin. And you just don't feel like a good, ready to battle one. You just don't feel like doing all that breeding. I love that junk.
He does that all the time.
So if you donate, was it 10?
10.
$10, I will breed you that Fennekin, and I'll save before I hatch the egg, so I can hatch it and check the IVs to make sure they're right, and then I'll reset, and I'll send you the egg so that you can hatch it, and it will be your Pokemon and not mine.
Is it?
It's determined when you get it from the daycare man, not when the egg
not
hatches.
Not when it hatches.
Yeah.
Oh, good to know. I didn't know that.
So you don't have to worry about the original trainer being me. You just have to trust me. That Fennekin or whatever Pokemon you want is in that egg. I'm a pretty trustworthy guy.
Yeah. You can trust me that he's trustworthy. So the next tier is the $15 one. This is just the all caps with an exclamation point. And if we could underline it, we would. Stickers tier.
You get stickers.
You get stickers. Who doesn't love stickers? You find one person on this earth that doesn't love stickers, and I will eat my shoes. Asterisk.
I only kind of like stickers. I don't know if I love them.
Dude.
That's a lie. I just want to see you eat shoes.
I've never eaten no shoes. Everyone loves stickers. I love
my computer's covered in stickers.
Covered in them. Everyone's computer's covered. Everyone's
well, it's not. I'm working on it.
Yeah, everyone's got something that they're like, I could put a sticker there. And we're going to give you stickers to put on there. What those stickers are going to be, who knows? We might have two different sets. We might have a Morphin Grid set and a Pokemon World Tour set.
Right, so just let us know
which one you like,
what you're
which
into.
One you prefer.
This will not be a, oh, here's a couple stickers, hope you like them, and that's it. This will be a, hey, we made some more stickers, here they are.
Here
like,
they are.
As we make more, you will get more.
Yeah, every couple months.
If you stay in the stickers tier, you're going to keep getting stickers.
Keep getting stickers. I'm going to say every conservative estimate, 3 months.
Yeah,
every three months, you get a whole new set of stickers. That's awesome.
We don't know how big a set is, but
you'll get
that's it. That's the mystery. You'll get it. You'll get those stickers.
When you donate to the Hey Jake and Josh Patreon,
you are donating.
You're donating to mystery.
To mystery. Everybody loves a good mystery and stickers.
Everyone does. We got a $20 tier that is exclusive to the Pokemon World Tour. We're gonna try to figure out one for the Morphin Grid too. It's just a little trickier because this one is perfect and there's no equivalent in the Morphin
Grid. Right. Yeah.
So we will. We talked about it for a minute. The Let's Make a Gym episodes. We will not only do an episode about your gym.
Yeah, you send us you and the theme you want for your gym, any Pokemon we need to hit.
Yeah, like,
we'll fill
like necessary
in the blanks.
Pokemon. We'll fill in the blanks, and Josh will design. Josh is a graphic designer, BT Dubs. We'll design you a gym badge, and it will be cool.
It'll be very cool.
And you'll just have that forever.
I'm also designing gym badges for all the regular Let's Make a Gym that we do.
Are you keeping that one that we did in a past life?
Yeah.
That one's my
favorite. I still have it. If I don't, it's easily recreated.
Yeah. So. That one's real good. So that's going to be real cool. And again, we'll have a $20 one for the Morphin Grid that will have just as much care and effort put into it. And if you guys have any suggestions.
Right. We're figuring that out right
you
now.
Know, maybe send them over. And then finally, this is the last one. This is the $25 tier, which is you get a t-shirt. You'll get one t-shirt for free on us, and if it's going to be a Patreon exclusive t-shirt, so you will not be able to purchase this anywhere
details to come,
but you get to pick either a Pokemon World Tour or a Morphin Grid one. Morphin Grid one, we already have the idea for.
Yeah,
kind of working on the PWT one. That's industry lingo for Pokemon World Tour. But yeah, that'll go exclusive to you, and that also maybe if there's more t-shirts down the line, depending on how successful we are, you get some more t-shirts. That's cool.
Yeah.
Right?
You guys love t-shirts.
You do.
I love t-shirts. I wear t-shirts
and
every day.
And here's the thing. Like, if there's an option to have them as tank tops also, maybe you can choose that.
Because much like professional wrestling, podcasting is a t-shirt-based economy.
Yes. It lives and dies on sold t-shirts and DraftKings.com. That's the other thing. That's the other thing is by donating to this, we're not going to have sponsors. We're never going to have sponsors. So even if we're very, very popular, you don't have to sit through that stuff. That's
yeah, you don't have to sit through us talk about BarkBox for 20 minutes.
Yeah, come on, people. This is BarkBox. The only podcast, this is a tangent, the only podcast that I will accept a BarkBox ad from is Can I Pet Your Dog? Because I know they mean it.
Are they sponsored by BarkBox?
They are not.
That is a terrible
BarkBox,
missed opportunity.
BarkBox just is not. They don't. They can't read the room. Essentially,
does BarkBox even care about dogs?
I don't know. I hope so.
I mean, everybody should.
Everyone should.
Let's move on.
Anyway, but that said, no sponsors. But if you're a patron and you donate enough, you know, like by enough, I mean like you're consistent in it, you can be a listener sponsor, and we'll talk about a thing that you're doing or a website or.
Oh, absolutely,
like,
yeah.
You know, whatever you want, we'll do a little ad on that, and it'll be fun, and everyone
and
will like it.
You can take that little ad and put that wherever you want.
Do whatever you want with it.
That'll be yours.
So now that we got the what you get out of the way, here's the stuff that we would like to do with your money, in addition to, like, buying the good peanut butter.
Oh, I don't have to buy that Market Pantry.
The Market
grid.
Pantry stuff anyway, which is fine peanut butter, but Jif is better, guys.
I don't have to buy cheese squared if we're making this podcast money.
Yeah.
I can get Cheez-Its.
Yeah. Get that name brand stuff. It's all name brand food and cloud painting from here on out. So
make that giraffe money.
Getting that giraffe money. Check out Super Sentai Brothers to find out what giraffe money is. You'll have to listen to the whole podcast because I don't know what episode's in, but trust me, it's worth it. So here are some of the things. For once we hit $30, which is not a lot of money. So if everyone that if listens to us...
one person gives us $25 and another person gives us $5, we did it.
Boom, we did it. Or if everyone gives us a dollar, that's probably like $150, if I had to guess. I don't know for sure, but I would put us at around $150, and that's only for a dollar each. So, like, you know, think about it. But for $30, we got bonus series, I guess, for each podcast. For Pokemon World Tour, we will do what we call Morphin Grid-style episodes about the anime. The terrible, terrible anime.
That's right.
That I hate.
That I love.
We will do episodes on that. And look, there's comedy gold to be mined within it. so you'll get those 30 days before anyone else, because that's the limit is or the limit, the street date, I guess, is 30 days.
Right.
30 days of exclusive to Patreon. And then for the Morphin Grid, you get Morphin commentaries for random episodes, and that's that'll kind of be folded into the $5 tier.
Yeah, if you contribute $5 or more, you can just send suggestions in for episodes or things you want more phenomenaries on.
Yeah, and so we'll draw one from a hat whenever they come.
Please don't make us watch Alpha's Magical Christmas again.
Guys, if you ask it, it goes in the hat.
That's right.
So
it stays in the hat until it's drawn.
And if it's drawn, we'll do Alpha's Magical Christmas.
All right. What's the next tier?
The next tier is...
Now I'm getting angry.
$50. At $50, we're going to make a website. And not just make a website, but like...
But also put it on the internet.
Put it on the internet and be able to like host our podcast so Josh doesn't run out of room on his personal website that we're using right now. Because we were using...
to be fair, it's not being used for anything else.
Okay. All right, I wasn't going to say it.
That's things I'm working on. That's fine.
It's future stuff. Yeah. Future Josh has got that on lock. But yeah, so like we'll have a website and like it's not just gonna be like this is where our episodes are.
Here's a list
are.
Of our episodes. Yeah, no, we're gonna like those Pokemon wallpapers that I did. They're on the World Tour Twitter. If you're interested, go check them out.
They're awesome. Go check them out.
They will be posted in full resolution on the website.
I have one as my actual background.
I have all of them cycling. So as I make one, I just add it to the list.
Nice. There's also some articles that we have ideas for. I don't know about any Pokemon articles yet, but like...
I'm sure I could think of something.
Yeah, but we'll do... The only major one I have is I'm calling it Pop Squadron. basically, we've done two episodes in the past where we took a group of something and turned it into a Power Rangers team.
Right.
So like
used to have a superpower for that.
Yeah, it used to be...
I haven't flexed that muscle
all he
in a
did,
while.
Yeah. so like we did... We did one for Salute Your Shorts, like who on Salute Your Shorts is what Ranger, and then we also did one for NXT, and both of those were real fun, and every week we'll do an article, every week, every other week, we'll figure it out, whatever's more convenient. I like to do more, but I also realize that we only have so many hours in the day.
Right.
so, like, we'll put those on the website, so let's say, you know, which 80s action heroes are, you know, what's that Super Sentai team, what, you know... current pop stars, all
oh,
of that.
Man.
Yeah, any group, and you'll also, again, with the $5 tier, you'll be able to suggest things like which Hanna-Barbera cartoon, you know, Hanna-Barbera's,
oh, man.
You know.
Guys.
See? It's
get us to $50
yeah.
so we can get this website up and write
yeah.
this article.
So is that in addition to, and again, milestones are once we hit that, we keep doing stuff.
Right.
You know, and that's, you know, and if it goes below it, I mean, once we have the website up,
we can't take the website
back.
Down, but we can stop writing articles.
We can. So and you'll like them. They'll be great. Hey, Jake and Josh, guarantee. At $65, we're going to start a new podcast.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. You guys like us, right? I hope.
If you're listening to this.
If you're listening specifically to this right now, you probably like us. So what we're going to do is it's called the Hey, Jake and Josh podcast because we already have the email for it. So it's going to be what I'm calling a duty-free podcast. Every episode is going to be a subject that has nothing to do with anything. It's not necessarily a theme. It's not like we have to do every episode of Power Rangers or we go on a tour of Pokemon. It's
right.
Like, hey, I really want to talk about time travel today. Or like, hey, I can't stop thinking about wacky races, you know, like.
or let me watch a couple episodes. We'll talk about wacky races.
Dude, it's consuming me right now.
I know quite a bit about wacky. I know that they race, that wacky things happen,
yep.
And there's a Captain Caveman and a dog.
Well, Captain Caveman is not in it.
He's in Wacky Races.
No, he's not.
I think he is.
Okay. You think he is, but that's actually the Rock Brothers.
Oh, okay. That's what it is.
Who are Captain Cavemen, but they're not Captain Cavemen.
Right.
They look the same, though.
Okay.
Slag Brothers? There might be the Slag Brothers. It's been a minute. Anyway, not the point.
Those are the only characters I remember. Penelope Pitstop.
Penelope Pitstop. That's my homegirl.
All right, we're not doing this now.
Yes, we're not doing it now.
But that's a little taste.
A little tidbit.
Of what you could get.
Mm. What a morsel. What a tasty morsel that was. And so basically, we'll have 35 minutes on the clock, and then we have to get it all out in that time. And again, if you are donating at the $5 level or higher, you can suggest topics for that.
That's right. If we don't have something that's consuming us, we will draw them out of a hat.
Yeah.
And if we run out of steam before 35 minutes is up, we'll draw another one.
Yeah, and we'll just kind of do that. But it's a way for us to just like talk about stuff. Because a problem on both of our podcasts is that there's a lot of time where we're talking about not what the subject of the podcast is. So if we can focus it into another area, maybe it'll cut down on recording time in the other ones. The next tier is at $100. Guys, we'll start another podcast.
This is crazy.
This one is crazy. Because
at this point, each of us is only making 50 extra dollars a month.
Yeah.
And we're doing two more podcasts of work.
And some of that money is going to the website.
Yeah, going back into this machine.
Yeah, and we'll be using it, you know, to like, look, if we get crazy successful with this, then, like, we'll go to Power Morphicon with this money. It's just like money to do other stuff, like to open up some opportunities. But, you know, at the start, it's like to give us a little extra cash. But this other podcast at the $100 level, this is a Nickelodeon Games and Sports podcast.
Right. You guys remember, I think it was during the Morphinometry of the stage show where you just threw out, hey, you want to do a Legends of the Hidden Temple podcast? And I said, no.
Well,
because I don't want to add another one to the rotation for free.
For free. But if it's not for free,
right. If I'm getting $50, I can do a weekly Nick Gas cast.
And it would just be a Legends of the Hidden Temple cast, because we could do that. But sometimes we just got to talk about Guts
to talk about Guts. And that crazy wall of windows on Wild and Crazy Kids that you just hit baseballs at for points. Yeah. I think sometimes they just went down water slides and scored that somehow.
I think that was the only one I remember. Is it was like a bunch of bungee cords in a circle around like a funnel or a hot air balloon. This might be a fever dream, but I don't know.
No, it sounds like that might be real.
Or like, you know, maybe we need to talk about Double Dare.
Yeah, that slopsicle course that they spend 6 minutes explaining and 30 seconds through.
So it'll be all about that. And like, you know, maybe like we'll throw in some Supermarket Sweep. I was super into that show when I was a kid. Maybe we'll find some old episodes of that to dissect.
All right, we might have to knock the Nickelodeon out of the title.
It'll be the Games and Sports cast, because that is a game.
It is.
Sort of. I don't know if throwing a bunch of hams into a shopping cart is a game. But
get the hams. That's where the money is.
That's where all the money is. You can only get six, though. No more than six hams. That was the rule. And then the 151 is a Morphin Grid exclusive milestone. And I have this idea to put together a fanzine for Power Rangers, and it would be bimonthly if you donate at the $5 level. Again, the $5 is like the access level. Like, that's when you get all the stuff.
Right.
You'll get a digital copy for free, and it'll be, I don't know how to explain it because I'm bad at explaining visual things, but it'll be like each I don't want to give away. I don't want to give away what my plans are. But it'll be a fanzine on Power Rangers, which as two real big fans of Power Rangers, obviously,
I think we can do a pretty good job.
And then we can also get like people to submit stuff if you have things.
Definitely, yeah.
You know, like and like not just like, you know, images, like articles, thoughts, stuff like that.
Good. We will tell you it's going to be bi-monthly, right?
Yes, bi-monthly being every other month.
So we will tell you probably 2 months in advance when we're starting like brainstorming and production of the next issue.
Yeah,
what the topic is, and you can like write an article. Just send in a story or a quick thing.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. And we'll try to fit it in there. It's not going to be a super thick, like, magazine.
No, it's not going to be a magazine.
It's just an e-zine.
But we'll also, like, we'll try to get, like, interviews. Like, a little short interviews with people from the Power Rangers universe. I mean, I'm not, like, going to interview Jason Lee Scott. But, like, we can probably set up an email interview with Austin St. John. I feel like that's the thing that could happen.
Probably, yeah.
You know, so like stuff like that. That's all we have.
I don't think setting up an email interview would be too hard. Because it would just be like, hey,
Here's his questions.
Do you want to do an email interview? And he would be like, sure. We send him questions and he sends us answers, right?
Yeah.
Like,
easy peasy.
Yeah.
So those are the ones we have so far. Then we also have two other tiers, but they're like crazy, you know, pipe dreams. There's the $1,500 tier, which is we'll get a whole new computer that's just for doing this stuff on it.
Yeah, because guys, I don't know if you're familiar with the MacBook Air, but it's not supposed to be doing all this stuff.
It is not. It was never meant to be pushed this far.
It's holding strong, but like last time it started to just not show the audio wave toward the end of what we were recording.
Yeah, and then there's also, we also do like, we have a video series on YouTube where we play video games, and we also use that to record.
Yeah.
So like,
That got a little hectic last time too.
Yeah, so this was, it would fold into that too, but the video, the YouTube channel is like kind of separate for now.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with the YouTube channel for a few reasons, mainly because if that does become popular, that will make its own money.
That will make its own money. So we don't want to like have you guys, that said, if you guys have like suggestions on that or if that's something you're into, yeah, we'll figure out.
Also, if you weren't aware of it, yeah, we have a YouTube channel where we play video games.
YouTube.com/HeyJakeandJosh. We just put up an episode today. It went up this morning.
As of our recording.
Which was last week to you.
If you check today when this goes up, you have the second episode of Mega Man X.
Yeah, and then the one before that is us playing, I don't even know what it's called, Funtime Arcade, 30 Great
Family
Games.
Party, 30 Family Great Party, Games, Obstacle
Arcade. That's it.
I typed that into the title, right?
Yeah.
It had a suggested tag.
Did it?
It was like, hey, you should tag this game. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I kind of want to search YouTube for it.
Maybe we'll figure out how to get onto the red ones.
I had an idea while I was watching it. It was like, what if you shake the nunchuck?
Oh.
Anyway,
check that video out. It's very funny. It's a slow descent into madness on our part, but it's very funny. And then the $3,000 tier is we'll quit our jobs and we'll just do this stuff all week.
You will get content from us in some form or another 5 days a week.
5 days a week. Weekends are for us. Okay.
Yeah. Don't be greedy.
Don't be greedy. We got to. Yeah. Who do you think you are?
But sometimes like videos will go up on the weekends because sometimes like our podcast is super like on the dot. This is when it's going out.
Yeah.
We're ready and we're done. But sometimes the video is kind of lag behind because we're so into the podcast.
Yeah.
Right now I'm just in hiatus brain. So I'm like, I don't need to edit that for a while.
And then also like sometimes you're like, I put this video up and then in the morning it's like, hey, you have 3,000 more minutes.
You tried, but not today.
But it did not go up. So that's what we'll do for jobs. If you decide to give us $3,000 a month, which is insane.
Right.
Don't even worry about it. Also, and I should have said this in the beginning. Do not feel in any way obligated to donate to this.
No.
I know these are hard times, Daddy. Everyone needs their money. But if you have a little extra and you would like to give it to us, because we have been putting out videos, or not videos, podcasts twice a week for 104 weeks almost.
Twice a week at least for almost 2 years.
For like a year and a half was when we got like crazy consistent with it. So like,
because when we decided one a week is not going to be enough if we want to finish this while we're alive.
Yeah, we'll be doing this till we die, and then our kids will have to do this. So in order to not put the burden
to little Jimmy, the co-hosting position on the Morphin Grid.
Anyway, I don't want it. Give it to your sister then. God, I'm dying. All right, just be cool for once, Jimmy.
Freaking Jimmy.
But so we've been doing this for a while, and we're gonna continue doing this either way. Yeah, and if you don't, what happens monetarily? Yeah, and if you don't donate, that's fine. You're still gonna get the regular stuff,
and if you tweet at us, we'll still say your name on the air.
Yeah, like I think we're very bad businessmen.
Oh, for sure. I don't know the next thing about being a businessman. I've never worn an actual suit, I think, in my life.
I used to have a suit.
I have some dressy clothes that I wear to interviews. I have one set of kind of dressy clothes.
I had a suit. Did not fit. That's the whole story about the suit.
That has, I think, direct correlation to how we are as businessmen.
Yeah. I get a lot of the principles of business, but I'm also like, hey, this stuff is for free and people like it. And I want you to have stuff that you like because I enjoy making it. And it gives me warm, fuzzy feelings when you're like, oh, I'm just found this podcast at Morphin Grid, or like, I like Pokemon World Tour. It's real great. Like, that fuels me. And so these
we've gotten like just so much positive feedback from these. It's what keeps me going. So, I would have quit a long time ago if you guys were so into it. So yeah, thank you very
much. And if he quits, then I can't do this by myself. So yeah, so if you can, please do. But if you can't, don't feel obligated. That's totally cool. Yeah. We get it. We totally get it.
If you don't, just maybe leave a rating and review.
Yeah.
I mean, legally obligated on the Morphin Grid side.
Yeah, look, you got about 9 or 10 days before...
It has to be by January 1st.
January 1st, so...
Today's only the 15th. You got like 15, 16 days.
I mean, when they hear this, it'll be the 21st, so... You got about nine days. 9 or 10 days, and, you know, I don't want you guys to get arrested. You can't listen to podcasts in jail, I don't think. I don't know what jail's like. I haven't been there.
Maybe one of those minimum security
Maybe. Anyway.
That's not where you're going. You're going to the Slammer.
They're
locking you up in the Sing Sing, buddy.
You're going to Supermax. You're going to a prison on the moon.
You don't want to go to moon prison. Just leave us a rating review.
It's way easier than moon prison. So that concludes the us trying to get your money portion of this episode. Josh, do you have a rating? We have a new rating. Do you have that ready for us?
I do, sort of. Let me open it up. It should be right here. This new review on the Morphin Grid comes from a boy Hoops.
Our boy Hoops. Old three-pointer. That's a bad nickname.
No. Hoops is already a nickname?
I know. I went overboard. I overreached.
It says, do you like Power Rangers?
Hold on. What's the title? What's the title of it?
Oh, you're right. I don't know. It cuts off because it's long. Compulsory review under podcast review ellipsis.
I think it's the Podcast Review Act.
Okay. Do you like Power Rangers? Either way, you should definitely be listening to Jake and Josh laugh, cringe, and question their way through every episode of Power Rangers. A nostalgia trip that reveals things that don't always make as much sense as we remember, but are still tremendously entertaining, hosted by two guys whose friendship is apparent the second they start talking. I listen to podcasts all day at work, and the Morphin Grid is one I always look forward to.
Thank you so much, Hoops.
That's the stuff.
That's
I'm so warm and fuzzy right now, you guys. I might as well be wrapped in a microfiber blanket.
Also, Hoops doesn't have to go to moon jail now.
Yeah, he's out of moon jail.
That's a huge weight off of his shoulders.
See how easy that was?
Guys, it takes 2 seconds. And you will be arrested. I can't explain this enough.
By moon policemen.
Moon cops are coming to your house to take you.
Interplanetary policemen will come to your home.
I don't want
Nobody
that for you.
Nobody wants that.
All right, so we got a couple emails that we're also going to go over. They're not super long, so hopefully this goes kind of quick. This first one's from Dowd, who he did tell us that is how you say his name, right?
Okay.
I hope. I think so, and I hope so. And if not, God, I'm so sorry.
If it's too late now, that's how we say it.
That's how we say it. So, hey, Jake and Josh. I almost want to say Drake and Josh, but you probably get that joke all the time.
We've gotten views on YouTube from that mistake.
Have we?
I posted when we started Mario World, Mario 3D World, I should clarify. I posted that on the Mario subreddit, and somebody clicked it. They were like, I thought that said Drake and Josh.
Yeah, we got your views, sucker.
Thank you for the penny.
Sorry for not getting back to you for so long, but I'm currently listening to episodes from September. Okay, so this will be a minute before you get to this one, or you're caught up by now, because he sent this to us in November. So yes, I'm totally cool with the nickname Dow. I've been addressed as such on and off since high school, and it's usually what I suggest people who have difficulty pronouncing my name. Still trying to consistently remember who is who, but I believe it was Josh who guessed my name was pronounced Dowd, Dowd-O-O-D. That's
like Darude, but without an R.
Okay. That's exactly how it's pronounced. Good job. So a minute ago, I said it wrong. Good job, Josh.
We're still going to say Dowd.
Yeah. Or Dow. Dow's good. Dow's easy. Jake mentioned a while back that you don't know how to record over Skype. Here's a link to the instructions I used whenever I recorded a podcast over Skype. And he sends us a handy link. That is very thoughtful of you.
Yes.
Because that might tie into the games and sports cast, one of the ideas I have for it. So
I don't even know what that idea is. I'm excited.
Nope. So I had an idea for a game during Final Thoughts. John Young Bosch has said that he thinks of Adam as the background ranger because he never got to say it's Morphin time or any of the other Morphin calls.
Oh.
For the next season and a half,
or
how
really
about...
Or really anything in season 3, right? He was just kind of...
I think he had 8 sentences, maybe? And most of them were kid Adam? So, for the next season and a half, how about background Ranger Watch? Did Adam say the Morphin call or not? So far in season 3? Nah.
Nah.
And finally, you said you wanted to pick up everyone who left a review wearing sunglasses, so here's mine. I think I look kind of boss. You do? You do look kind of boss. I forgot we asked for that.
What was it?
I guess at some point, we asked for a review, for a pick of everyone who left a review wearing sunglasses, and Dad sent one. I forgot that we did that, but
Dude,
you know
you
what?
You look cool.
But you know what? Yeah. Everyone, if you got a pick of you in sunglasses, go ahead and send them
in. I vaguely remember talking about sunglasses.
I do too. We do this so often. It goes in one ear and out the other.
Who knows what we talk about anymore?
And then Dow, I'm just going to say Dow because I feel self-conscious now saying his name. he sent a kind of a follow-up email. It's also pretty short. It's called Zordons with Attitude Feedback. So the episode that we did on Zordon of Eltar / Teenagers with Attitude, he sent some feedback. Hi guys, I forgot to mention in my last email that there were two things from the fan films that you seemed confused by. You're confused by what the Order of Meridian was. During the first movie, when Zordon mentioned a group of young warriors like yourselves lured Ooze into a hyperlock chamber and buried him deep underground, etc., etc. It was in the script that these heroes he was referring to were called the Order of the Meridian, and Delcia, aka Sexy Ninja or Tadash, would tell the Rangers that she and Zordon were part of this group. This is included in the earlier version of the movie, the better version in many people's opinions, that they actually shot when Mariska Hargitay was in the role of Delcia before she was replaced by Gabrielle Fitzpatrick. Before she was replaced / Gabrielle Fitzpatrick was rehired for the role. I did know that. Law and Order's SVU's own Mariska Hargitay was originally Sexy Ninja.
Oh.
And I guess the Order of Meridian was a thing in that. I would like to track down these scenes / the script for this draft.
I don't know who that is.
The Order of Meridian?
No, the lady who was supposed to be Sexy Ninja.
Did you ever see Law and Order SVU?
No.
Okay, you've seen...
I've probably seen
commercials on USA during Raw.
Okay.
Of her.
I just don't.
I will point...
terrible with actor names.
I'll pull up a picture later. The second thing was that the meeting of the Council to Meridian, since you're on Alien Rangers right now, you know that Oroko was the red Aquitar Ranger. That's who was at the council meeting. You guys were thinking of Oroch the Conqueror from Zio, who had a tiki motif. So the guy that I thought was Oroko the Conqueror was supposed to be Oroch from the red
Alien Ranger. No, you said it backwards. We thought it was Oroch. It's supposed to be Oroko.
No, I definitely thought it was... You're right.
Okay.
I had to read it again. Yeah,
that makes it weirder, I think.
That does make it weirder. I gotta watch that scene again.
The brain thing?
Oh, I guess that does make sense. Because they got those weird fish brain heads.
Right, but what? He was also a person.
Yeah, but this is a reboot. This is Dark and Gritty.
It wasn't Dark and Gritty. It was just a regular reboot, but...
I think a little bit of dust was... I think it was dusty. A little grimy, maybe. Didn't wash his hands before dinner.
Only washed the palms. See, look, they're clean.
Clean, done. They just turned the water on and mimed it and turned the water off. You ever do that?
No, that's so much work to just...
I know.
It's easier to wash your...
Look,
kids are so weird.
I did that, and I am not the only one who did that.
I know you're not. I probably have done that, but man, being a kid was weird.
It was so weird. You just thought you were so smart.
But you were just being
brain,
so dumb.
Your brain was wet cookie dough at that point. Anyway, thank you, Dow, for those emails. Thanks for clearing up that Order of the Meridian stuff and Oroko / Oroch. It makes a lot more sense that he's not the Tiki Conqueror man. He's the brain.
Who was the big buff guy in the red, like...
That was Lexion.
Okay. That's who I thought we were talking about for
same
a minute.
For a minute.
And
then
like,
you
that
said
can't
the brain. I was like, oh, right. So thank you very much for those. Also, another one for Shannon Maynor, who has changed her email profile picture to her picture of Astronema. It's the greatest thing in the world. So we read a little bit of this during the Poke Rangers podcast episode that we just did. I'm going to skip that part because we already went over it. Here's the rest of it. Hey, guys. You guys have name-dropped me and chatted me up on Twitter so many times, so it's only about time that I sent an email. I also did a rate and review. Look at me go. And we already read that, too.
Yeah.
And thank you. And also, congratulations on not going to Moon Jail. First things first, you guys are awesome. I love your podcast. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for that.
Guess who else is awesome, Shannon? You. And I'm not just sucking up. I super love your art. It's real great. Especially that astronomer was killer. And those Bad Rangers.
All the Bad Rangers that
you've
drawn.
So good.
And all like the Sailor Moon stuff and everything else that comes to my Twitter feed now that I follow you.
Yeah, has been real great. You got me to go back and rewatch Mighty Morphin for the first time in decades. I was into Power Rangers as a kid, but fell out of it pretty fast because I had no one to watch it or play it with. Apparently, you can't beat up your cousin because he won't let you play as Tommy and expect folks to still want to play with you or for your mom to buy you toys. whatever. I was fighting on the side of what my six-year-old brain thought was justice. I think history will vindicate you as on the side of the angels on that one. I just kind of stopped watching it despite the fact that I was a nerd that loved anime and other sentais. I know it kept going, but just never went back into watching it until about 2 to 3 years ago. My husband, boyfriend at the time, congratulations on that. I don't know how long ago that was, but
yeah,
congrats. Woke up one day all, well, I'm going to get back into Power Rangers. So I joined him starting at Zeo, which is still one of my top five favorite series. So my re-getting back into Power Rangers has been pretty recent, but we're already almost done with all of the series. That's crazy. Yeah. Josh just started watching Lost Galaxy.
I'm a disc in.
Disc in? I can catch up. Not this week, but eventually. I think I can catch up to you if I put my heart into it.
It's also really good.
I remember being real good, and I'm glad that it holds up.
Yeah.
And then there's the Poker Ranger stuff, and then we're going to jump down to this. Also, quick question. Have you guys watched any more of Dino Charge? No, unfortunately.
No, I haven't. The first, like, half of it, I think, is on Netflix now, though.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, I'm definitely going to get into that then.
Yeah.
I kind of love it, and it fixed a lot of my problems I had with Megaforce and Samurai, so I'm curious to see what you guys think of it. There's a lot of silliness in it, which I personally love, but can see where it would turn people off. But the characters are super charming. They also change outfits. Thank God that they change outfits. So can we have a what was Shelby wearing in, like, what, 10 years from now?
Absolutely.
Absolutely we can. We're going to have a what was at least one person wearing for the whole time, including when we're in Megaforce, because it's going to be the same thing every time.
Yep.
That joke will oscillate between funny and not funny every three episodes, I bet. And to answer something you guys said during your last hiatus email episode, I'm not the character designer on Archer. I'm one of two. I'm the Robin to my boss's Batman. Season 3 through 5, I was on the illustration team. Season 6, I was illustration and also a helper on designs. And I'm fully designs. I probably could have explained that better on the Sailor Business podcast. But I was also mildly terrified that I was going to mess up everything. See my infamous cool. you guys keep being awesome. You keep being awesome too, Shannon. Also, yeah, guys, I don't know if you know this, but Shannon is like one of apparently two character designers.
Shannon Maynor.
Archer, the show Archer. You know,
Shannon Maynor is a big deal to you guys.
She's a big deal. I'm going to have a confession. I don't like Archer. And I say that having only watched a couple episodes a long time ago. But since then, I've watched every James Bond movie. I feel like I would appreciate it a lot more now.
Archer's fine. I don't know if it's your kind of humor. I don't know if you will like it.
Yeah, that's my only problem.
I enjoy it. It's not something I would just sit down and watch, but I will like watch it here and there.
It looks good. I like the way it looks.
Yeah, the characters look great.
They look very well designed. Whoever is doing that should get a raise. Shannon, you show that part to your boss and turn it off before this part. Yeah, all right, that's it. That's the whole podcast. But like they said it. That's what you should do. I've watched every James Bond movie now, so I feel like I would get a lot more. So I'm gonna give it another shot. Anyway, that's all Shannon's email. Thank you so much for that email. I had a lot of fun with it. We got one from Raymond, one from Christina, and one from a new guy, and we're gonna do the new guys next because it's a game. And it's a game.
We have to save this until we make $100.
And then do No,
we won't do that.
This would be a preview of what's to come. It's by Corbin, who I have never seen the name before.
Baron Corbin?
No, Corbin's his first name.
Oh, okay.
If it was Baron Corbin, I would lose my mind. And I would worry that I said bad stuff about him in the past.
He's better now.
I've always liked him for what he was at any given moment, and now I'm covering my bases in case it's him.
He's always been the best.
He's
so great.
He's always done real well in the role he was given. Anyway, Corbin says, I heard your call to fill up the mailbag during the tag episode. I've been listening for a while. Welcome to emailing us. Thank you so much. So here is what I've done. Below are 5 Super Sentai plot summaries from Wikipedia. It's your job to correctly identify which Power Rangers show
did read this.
Is
okay.
That Sentai's counterpart. I modified the text a little bit to make it more readable and to remove blatant hints like the year the Sentai was made. The answers are at the end of the email. Helpful hint, a couple are pre-Power Rangers in Space. Your frenemy, Corbin. I don't know why we're frenemies, but maybe we're about to find out. Number 1, in the Hyatt Way's Ninja Academy, 3 pupils are not exactly fitting in. But because their Sentai believes they have potential, he regularly spends the morning personally and rigorously training them. While the other students are having their graduation ceremony, a group of evil space ninjas known as the Jikanja infiltrate the school, killing most of the students. The school sentai, Mugensai, turns himself into a hamster to evade his pursuers. The trio is then taken to a secret base to become the legendary Hurricangers to fight Jakanja.
It's a trio.
It's Ninja Storm. That's my guess, is Ninja Storm. I haven't read any of the answers, but I'm pretty sure this is Ninja Storm.
I've read which one was Hurricanger.
I'm pretty sure it's Ninja Storm.
I think you're right.
Okay.
I don't think that's Mystic Force, and I can't think of any other Three Ranger teams besides RPM, and I know that's not RPM.
I think RPM's a Five Ranger team.
I thought it started as three. I might be wrong about that. I haven't seen RPM. I'm going to say Ninja Storm also.
Rose McIver's in it, so I'm very excited to get there. All right, so number one, we're both saying we're going to go through all these first, then we're going to do the answers, just because they're so far down. They're so far down. Number two, Machine World is one of the 11 brain worlds other than our own, which is referred to as the human world. Our world is referred to as the human world, and it is home to giant vehicular beings called engines who wage war against the Gaiark, who desire to pollute their world. Losing, Gaiark's three pollution ministers escape to Earth, seeing the human world as an easier location to create their ideal paradise. The six engines manage to pursue them, selecting five humans to become their partners, the Goangers.
Oh.
They come from another world.
You said Machine World. I'm like, oh, that's Zeo.
Zeo.
But then, no, I don't think that is.
I think this is RPM?
I don't know. I don't know enough about anything post Lost Galaxy now to really.
I'm going to guess RPM because the six engines, I know RPM is kind of about cars, like driving.
Oh, RPM. It's Turbo.
No, that's Car Ranger. This is the Goangers.
I'm just going to go with yours because I have no idea.
Okay, so we're going to say first one is Ninja Storm, second one is RPM. Number three, five workers from the Pegasus Auto Garage discover Dapu, an alien from Planet Hazard. He empowers the five with Kuru magic power of the five legendary car constellations, transforming them into Rangers. As Rangers, the five battle an alien reckless driver gang and prevent them from destroying Earth.
That one's Turbo.
That one's got to be Turbo, right? Number four, powerful relics known as Precious have started to appear throughout the world. However, the various negative syndicates wish to take the Precious for themselves and utilize them for evil means. To make sure that the Precious do not fall into the hands of the negative syndicates, Searchguard Successor Foundation has developed its own special team, the Bokengers, to do battle and collect some of the more dangerous Precious. Sentai sound bananas.
Is this Lightspeed Rescue?
I'm going to say Operation Overdrive.
Okay. I'm going to stick with Lightspeed Rescue.
Okay, because I think Lightspeed Rescue, or not Lightspeed, Operation Overdrive was like archaeology based.
I have no idea.
I think my little brother stopped at that point, and that's kind of where everything gets fuzzy. Right. So that's it. And then number five, Granadine, I don't know how to pronounce that. Granadine has been waiting for the day of resurrection, the day when the planets are in alignment of the Grand Cross. Her children descend to the Earth to make it a realm of darkness for her. 10 years earlier, Dr. Mondo Tatsumi of the Tatsumi Disaster Prevention Institute, despite his eminence, was unable to convince everyone about his belief that this event would occur. Now in the year XXXX, Dr. Tatsumi appears to give the means to save the world to his children as the Go-Go 5 team. I have no idea. I'm going to guess...
Wild Force.
Wild Force?
That is just a guess.
I know it's wrong, but I'm going to say Zeo? No. Never mind.
Didn't he say some of these were pre in
space? He said some of them, and only one of them that I could think of was pre in space, which is why I'm like... I know it's not Dire Ranger. I know it's not Zhu Ranger.
I'm just gonna say Wild Force.
I'm just gonna pick a random one. Time Force.
Yeah.
I think I'm confident that's wrong. So Ninja Storm, check. RPM, check. Turbo, check.
Are these right?
Those are right.
Okay.
Four is Operation Overdrive. So I was right on that one.
Okay.
You said Lightspeed Rescue.
I did. I was wrong.
You were wrong. Five is Lightspeed Rescue.
Oh, what did I say?
You said
Wild Force. That's not right. How many of those are? Only one of those was
only one of them. He tricked us with linguistics.
That's why we're frenemies.
What a frenemy, Baron. I really enjoyed that, though.
You called him Baron.
Did I call him Baron?
Yeah. He said, what a frenemy, Baron.
Congratulations, frenemy. Your new name is Baron. I know. Thank you, Corbin. My bad. thank you, Corbin. Super Sentais sound absolutely insane.
They do.
And I kind of love that. It makes me really want to watch them. I might be watching O-Ranger alongside Zeo.
I'm hoping to get
Die Ranger.
G-Ranger and Die Ranger for Christmas.
Oh, right. You don't have G-Ranger. You have G-Ranger.
I do, but like not in a format no. that my PS3 will play.
Right. I have G-Ranger, and I've been meaning to watch it, but I'm very busy all of the time now.
Might also be getting Are You Afraid of the Dark? So
that would be cool. I was going to put Wacky Races on it, but on Amazon, every time I look at it, it goes up. It's up to like $47 now. So I'm like, I'll just get it on eBay for $20 at some point. Raymond, we're going to save yours because it's long. I have read it. It's good. We're going to save this for the Zeo cereal episode, which is next Monday.
We're doing all cereals in one episode?
Yeah. Okay. I think they're like 2 minutes each.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking they're all like 10-minute shorts.
No, they ran in but like during reruns leading up to leading up to Zeo. So they're like very short each.
All right.
So we'll do your email during that because it kind of pertains to the Alien Rangers, timey-wimey, bull honky that we had to deal with that I do not like. So then this one's from Christina, friend of the show, Christina. She's emailed us before. You guys know Christina, theoretically.
you know the idea of Christina. Yeah.
Dear the Morphin Grid, hey guys, I thought I might send you an email talking about Hey Canon and the upcoming Morphe Awards. So after listening to the last few Alien episodes, I was thinking about how Tanya and Aisha literally switched places and probably messed up time. I think that maybe the switch was even more dramatic than that, and that maybe in this timeline, instead of Aisha being the Yellow Mighty Morphin, it was Tanya? She became the one who came with Tiki and Adam from Stone Canyon. I don't know if the other Rangers would have memories of that timeline, but I thought that at least Tanya would have lived through it, so she really is mentally 17 years old, instead of like 7 or 12 or whatever.
Right.
I'm not sure if this theory totally matches up, but I thought it might explain the whole left by Aisha. It was rather weird that nothing seemed to have changed beside the lives of the girls and their families. Also, that makes any relationships that Tanya have later much less weird.
Can we talk about that again for a minute? Right? Because Aisha stays in a savannah in Africa.
In the 40s, I think. Maybe earlier.
Right. Tanya comes back to the real time.
Uh-huh.
Let's say she speed ages back up to 17, whatever.
And her brain develops with her.
Let's go back to Aisha for a minute. Because Zordon says, oh, you've altered the timeline. And now your parents are there with you.
Yep.
Her parents just got ripped out of their lives and dropped into Savannah?
Yep. And also,
because like Tanya remembers everything from before she came over. So presumably Aisha's parents remember everything. And they're like, God darn it, Aisha. What did you do?
Or they don't.
And they've just always lived
there. And they've always lived there? Because they're not...
With crazy night animals?
In the 40s. Again,
Well, I think because it showed...
Maybe the 30s, I think.
Showed grown-up Aisha, so maybe that came back to real time.
But that old woman was the same age. And they said...
So, like...
And when she time-traveled back to that, they said, oh, it's 50 years ago.
So, like, the 40s.
Well, that would have been late 80s, so, like, late 30s, so early 40s. Like,
but then she ages back up. We'll only go by Aisha. We won't count the old lady.
Okay, but that's a big sticking point for me.
If Aisha ages back up to 17, we'll say she was 10, so that's 7 years. So this puts it at like 43 to 46.
Right.
That's still crazy. Her parents, who were like, she had a pretty nice house. They were doing okay.
Yeah.
Enough. They
could
child.
Afford another person living there. And I could have sworn Kat lived with her too, but maybe it's just because I remember that episode where she's on the couch and with the chimp. And I was like, oh,
no,
you must
I
live
remember
there.
That too. I don't know. I think I'm crossing some wires.
I think
that
so too.
Tanya ends up living with Kat.
That might be it.
I think that's what happens.
Well, stay tuned, guys.
Yeah. It's just so weird. It's just such a weird, like, they wrote it as a throwaway line, but it changes everything.
Yeah. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. Before we get to the last paragraph. I want to talk about this theory because I really like it. I liked it. It just was like, oh, Tanya and Aisha switched places. Like,
yeah.
That's, and then like time worked around them, except for the fact that Tanya's parents are still lost somewhere. We'll find out in Zeo, but you know.
Wouldn't that be weird in Zeo? She's like, yeah, I just have a house here now.
Right? Like, or she's like, oh, great, I'm here. But like, I don't live anywhere because my parents don't exist in this time. Because they're lost forever to the time stream. But I do think that would make a lot of sense as to why no one's like, hey, Tanya, you're a new person. We don't know who you are. And to be fair, we haven't seen any interaction outside of the Rangers.
Right.
They would have their memories because they're the Zeo crystals, power coins, et cetera,
We'll have to see what happens in Zeo. There might be just some quick line at the beginning where they're like, welcome new student Tanya.
Right. Yeah, we'll keep an eye out for it, but until I get confirmation otherwise, I do really like this theory, so I'm gonna choose to believe this.
I'll go with this.
I'm going to accept this in the Morphin Grid headcanon until it's proven otherwise. But also, I was wondering about your opinion on the fan base of Power Rangers and the somewhat big debates that occur discussing which season is better. There's also a growing amount of fan fiction, not just PR, but basically everything. It kind of reminds me of a bunch of headcanons simply expanded upon. What do you guys think about that?
I want to lead on this, what's the best season of Power Rangers.
Okay.
Whichever one you like the most.
Yeah.
Stop arguing about it. Who cares?
Yeah, guys, it's Power Rangers. Be cool. Everyone be cool for like 2 seconds. It's just Power Rangers. I saw on Reddit, which isn't my favorite place on the internet, but I frequent it.
There's some nice little air pockets.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is that one polluted water level from Donkey Kong.
Yeah. Yeah. So somebody posted something in a Super Sentai Reddit, like subreddit, and it had like Power Rangers included in it. And they're like, the response was, some of us go to great lengths to avoid the powerful Rangers. And it's like, hey, man.
The powerful Rangers are in the Sentai, by the way.
Are they?
Yeah, and one of the Sentais, I can't remember which one, but there's like a group of powerful Rangers. And
oh, is that
it's like the Green Ranger, but with instead of the white like neck piece and stuff, it's American flags.
I think it's just
goofing on Power Rangers.
I think that's in Akihabara Ranger,
Akiba Ranger. Maybe? How I say it.
I don't know. I think that might be in that. But yeah, also
which is an unofficial Sentai, so I guess I'll
let this dude be a smark. But yeah, also yes, smark. First of all, who cares? Like I get if you don't like Power Rangers, but you like the Sentais, that's fine. That's an opinion to have. But like,
why you gotta be a snob about it? That doesn't make
you better than anyone. Right. You know, that's my only problem with people on the internet is you think that your opinion. Not you personally. You're all
right, yeah.
Great and attractive. But some people on the internet are like, my opinion makes me better. And that is categorically false. Like, it's like, guys, it's all the same. Like, you like what you like and you don't what you don't. Like,
internet's a very frustrating place to be.
Everybody
sometimes.
Just chill out. As for the growing amount of fan fiction, I'm cool with it as long as you don't do the Gravity Falls thing where you get mad at the creators when it's not the way that your fan fiction says. That kind of leads back into my last point, though.
I read something the other day. It's about the Steven Universe fan base and how it hasn't grown to a size in which it's going to implode and ruin itself yet. And they related it to My Little Pony.
Oh, that...
The creators of My Little Pony used to be like all about the fan base. Like, yeah, we love you guys. They don't talk to them anymore.
No, you can't.
Because bronies ruined it for everybody.
I have a My Little Pony tattoo, you guys. I think friendship is magic. If you call me a brony, I am going to get mad at you. Because those people, I can't say it on this podcast. Those people are weirdos. They are...
Sky, Drew, Kimberly, and Evie.
All right, pause.
Oh, it's good.
Is it?
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, my God!
They're on a balance beam!
They're on a balance beam. Okay, guys, this is in real time. We're going to interrupt us yelling about the fandom to talk about something that is also in the fandom, but is great. Sky, your friend and mine, is drawing. We asked for people to draw young Power Rangers with their baby Pokemon, and he's doing it, and it's my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, he just sent Kimberly and Evie.
It's so good.
Which is so good.
And she's got a bow in her hair like Sylveon. It's so good.
Trini and Billy, he did as one picture, and it's still my favorite.
It's pretty magical.
He also did Jason and Growlithe. They are all just top-notch fan art. It's great. Stuff like this, we'll get into that zine we talked about.
Absolutely. This is absolutely great. Back to My Little Pony for a second. Yeah, My Little Pony is a perfect example of what happens when someone who's not the intended target audience enjoys something. And look, I'm not in the target audience.
Right.
I'm not a 7 to 15-year-old girl. Unless you look at my Netflix account. But I really like the show. Because, hey, guess what? Friendship is magic. And
right,
it's really
great.
Right,
but you never got belligerent about it needing to be for you.
No. I explicitly want it to not be for me.
Right.
Because, like...
Because that's what you liked about it.
Yeah. Like, You started liking it because it was this one thing. Why would you want to change that?
Power Rangers runs into a lot of the same stuff. And I think this started out talking about fan fiction.
Fan fiction.
Which, like, dude, if you want to write about something you love, just do it.
Just do it. Who cares?
I don't read a lot of fan fiction. A lot of it's very weird.
A lot, yeah. The more adult fan fiction, I'm not crazy comfortable with in a lot of scenarios.
Yeah. I also, like, I have a real weird thing. I feel like I don't watch a lot of scary movies. Because I feel genuinely terrible when people die in movies.
Okay.
Like, I feel awful for that person. Like, Jurassic World was on the break room, and that girl got eaten by that giant fish monster that they made. That scene made me very uncomfortable.
That woman, you would think she was the main villain of the movie based on how her end happens.
Yeah.
She does not deserve that. Like, she didn't do anything to earn that.
I don't like watching people die in movies. It makes me uncomfortable and sad. So yeah, a lot of the more adult stuff I just stay away from. I used to read a lot of fan fiction, but a lot of it is serving a purpose that I don't need.
Yeah, but again, that said, like, if that's what you want to do,
but if that's what you want to do, absolutely create something.
Yeah, like,
never hesitate to just make something that's in your head.
Guys, this podcast is about 15% fan fiction. Like, when we were like, this is what we think should be the problem, what's happening here.
Yeah, we just didn't write it down.
We didn't write it down and put it on fanfiction.net. Yeah. You know? So, Sailor Business, the podcast that I edit, is like super into fan fiction. Like, they're like, hey, here's an idea we had. If you want to write a fan fiction about it, we will enjoy it. Like, if it's not weird and it's not gross.
Even if it is weird, just write it.
The
problem is you don't have to read that stuff.
Yeah, nobody has
to
read it.
To.
That's a good point. No one has to read it. But yeah, I like my main issue runs into the like when it's more adult or when it's like I'm fixing Power Rangers by making it dark and gritty. These monsters.
Look, I have
these Pokemon can die.
I hate that, but that's a me thing. Whatever. I have a Power Rangers fan fiction. It's like a total reboot of Mighty Morphin.
Yeah, I have.
And one of the Power Rangers does die in it because of something I want to do way later.
Yeah, I have I have two reboots in my head because one wasn't enough for a crazy person like me. But yeah, like, it's fine.
I'm never going to write it, though, because I'm not a great writer. I don't feel comfortable writing, so I just, like,
I might write, like, a movie script to one of mine because I think it's real good, but I also kind of cannibalized it into something else. That I might be cannibalizing again. Probably not in a big way, but
right.
Anyway, just be cool. Everyone just be cool about, that's how I feel about fandom.
Yeah.
Just be cool. Anyways, as always, loving your podcast. Christina, P.S. I was wondering how long it took you guys to get the It's Morphin Time in sync, or if it took any at all. I don't remember when we started.
Yeah, I don't remember when we started doing it, but we have a queue. So we only ever really have to take it once.
Yeah, so we kind of figured it out, and not to tell you how the sausage is made, but like there's some air that I cut out between when I say until next time and may the power protect you, or between all right, that's it, and it's more of a time.
Or because I think it's usually the lead up to it.
That's usually the lead up. Season one, there's a lot of that. I tried to change it up for season two, and I've had it pretty consistent since then. But yeah, we figured out how to do it once, and now if we don't do
it
right.
Sometimes, like recently, I think I went back and listened to an old episode, and it's so weird that that's us doing this show.
Yeah.
Because this show is very different.
You know what's even weirder? People find out about this show and then go listen to those,
right,
and then keep listening.
If you're here now, I'm sorry about all those audio issues early on.
Yeah.
Me just like shutting my microphone off. What was that about?
I don't know. Like it would
That's
just
not
get...
now, right? No, it's on.
Oh, I would flip my sugar.
We do a check every time now just to make sure.
We have a lot of checks that we do because of problems that have occurred. Yeah. If you're listening to this, like there's a, She just finished season two, but there's a girl named Latasha who is running through it. She just finished season two, starting season three, so she'll hear this pretty soon because she's trucking through them. But like, she made it past season one, like the early season one stuff. The pre-episode 17 stuff is the worst.
Right, and if that stuff is good enough that you got through
to
the rest
to hear,
of all this stuff, like, I think we're doing pretty
then
good.
Like, you're the real MVP of this podcast. But that's going to do it for us for today. Again, we did have one more email. We're going to save that for the Zero Serial next week.
All right.
MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. For now, you can email us at littleidiots.com. MorphinGrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheMorphinGrid. And we're on iTunes and Stitcher. If you want to leave us a review, that'd be great. Moon Jail is lurking around the corner. If you don't, buy the first, though. And also, Patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. So there's that. If you feel like donating.
Yeah, that's how it works, right? The slash...
Yep.
Hey, okay. That should be up when you're hearing this, since that's the point of this episode.
Yep.
Was to tell you guys about that, so, and then have some fun with emails.
Yeah. So check that out if you feel like donating. If you don't, that's totally fine.
If you don't, that's cool. You're still going to get all this great content.
Yeah. You're going to get all this, these great goose.
It's going to be the same.
Yeah, so. It's going to be the same for you, essentially. You just won't get bonus episodes right away. I don't know if you're willing to accept the wait. I had one last point to make, and I forgot it. So I guess it wasn't important. Oh, right. Friday, Christmas Day, we were putting up I'm Dreaming of a White Ranger, our episode on that.
Right.
Because we skipped it when it was in the order, because it didn't make any sense.
And it's...
not canon.
Out of canon, yeah.
Spoilers. We haven't recorded it yet. Spoilers. I love that episode. So very excited about
it. It's way better than Alpha's Magical Christmas.
Absolutely. And then the next episode after that will be the Zio serial. And then the Friday before we come back...
Is the Morphies. All right. I'm not ready for that still. I haven't done anything.
That's fine.
So it's probably going to be a lot like the last two.
Send in your... categories if you haven't already. Also, I have not had time to start the best of episode because I've been dealing with a lot of stuff lately. So you still have time to send those in. And if you want to help me out, that'd be great. I do want to give a huge shout out to Jonathan and Christina because they did put time codes on some of theirs.
That's crazy.
That is amazing because I can just go, oh, there's this. I can go to that. Boom. I'm trying to figure out how to make the whole thing work in my head. So like it will be out on our 2-year anniversary, but... I might have to burn the midnight oil a couple nights. Anyway, other than that, thank you very much for listening. We appreciate you. You're great.
Definitely.
And until next time, may the power protect you. Thank you very much for listening. How do I end a podcast?
MorphinGrid.tumblr.com.
MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website.